This morning I will be for a devotion of reading from Galatians, continuing in Galatians 1, verses 6 to 10. And because we are highlighting the missions that we support and the importance of these missions that go out to preach the gospel, I thought it was fitting to share from Galatians, especially having Tim as a representative of UGM. The middle of UGM is the gospel, so that is what we're ultimately promoting and to be supporting and encouraging. UGM, as well as all the missions and missionaries we support, they've gained and held our confidence in their unashamed desire to share the gospel with those that haven't heard it and maybe have heard it but need encouragement in it. The gospel, which it truly convicts and changes and ultimately saves a person. In Paul's letter to the Galatians, he warned that there were some who were quite legalistic and were not following the true gospel. And rather, they're following, you can think of in our own world, a gospel of works-based salvation, a gospel of health and wealth, a gospel of many ways to eternal life, perhaps a gospel of just be what you want to be. These gospels are gospels of man, and they are limitless. But the gospel of Jesus, our Lord, is one, and it stands alone. There is only one way that condemned man can be redeemed, and it is the true gospel we are convinced of. So I'll read from Galatians 1, verses 6 to 10, in which Paul is encouraging but also warning. I marvel that you are soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please man? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be a servant of Christ. Paul was warning the Galatians to be wise, to be discerning, to not be lured away by another gospel, a perverted gospel. And we know that Satan certainly wants to pervert everything that God proclaims holy and righteous. Satan will use men, and he will use his fellow fallen angels to try and deceive and lure man away from the truth. The truth is that we are sinners before a holy, righteous God, but it is he who has provided salvation by grace through his Son, Jesus, our Lord. And a perverted gospel will do anything to change that, either add or subtract from that simple truth. And there is great condemnation for any preacher, teacher, missionary, any servant who would teach otherwise. Twice Paul declares by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, let him be accursed. Now we know in the Bible the first to be cursed was Satan himself as the serpent in the garden. And so naturally he wants all of God's creation to be accursed as well. In Deuteronomy 21, we are reading of the law that was given to Moses. And one of the miscellaneous laws speaks of the punishment for breaking God's word, and that they would be found a curse. In Deuteronomy 21, verse 22 and 23, and probably a number of us are familiar with this. It says in verse 22, and if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be to be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God, and that thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. We Christians know it was Jesus who took our place on that tree. He paid that Christ. It was he who made himself a curse in order to redeem man. And that is, of course, the true gospel that he preached. Paul confirms this later in Galatians. In Galatians 3, verse 13, he says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree. Paul concludes this section in Galatians. In Galatians 10, with two questions. Two questions that each and every one of us should ask, especially if we are called to be a preacher or a missionary. But we are all called to proclaim the gospel. And so we should ask this. First, are we persuading men or God? He asks. We should be convincing men of the truth of God through our actions of love. Not compromising the faith, not changing the gospel to suit the desires of man. For then, if we do that, if we are compromising the word of God, then we are committing to say yes to the second question. Do we seek to please men? Our created purpose is to fear God and keep his commandments. It is not to please man, but to please God. Man will truly be pleased, though, when he hears that saving grace, that there is hope, that there is forgiveness, that there is salvation when we come to Jesus. And 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4 confirms this by saying, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who tried our hearts. See, every born-again believer of God has been entrusted with teaching the truth of the gospel, whether it be a parent teaching a child or a Sunday school teacher teaching in class, someone leading a Bible study, or just simply telling your neighbor or fellow worker of the hope that you have. We are entrusted with that responsibility. At the heart and center of Union Gospel Mission, it is to preach the gospel. Yes, they are there to also meet the needs physically, and that's the way that you show that love, to exercise your faith. And so we should continue to pray and support the missionaries and volunteers and those that come to seek help at Union Gospel Mission. Continue to encourage that service that they are providing, but also the faithful witness. And we should do that with all the missions that we support, as we are to constantly keep them in prayer, guard them from any false teachings, and that they would not be persuaded by man in this world, as many have been, and it's sad to see. But we know that God's grace is sufficient to see us through any difficulty we see. And so I just encourage you all to continue to pray for Tim and for everyone at Union Gospel Mission. We are grateful for the work that is being done there and for all the missions we support through God's leading. And it's ultimately his provision and his support that is being forwarded through us. So may we continue in that.